Okay. Page 221 on the bottom, 118 on top. Okay, we're up to Shane is the middle of the page. Maybe we learned a few lines past that. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining every Jew has a Moshe Rabbeinu within them. And therefore every Jew has this level of feeling God, fearing God. They all have it. The only thing you need to do is to reveal it. So the Rebbe, on page 221 at the bottom, 221 at the bottom, in the middle of the page. So the Rebbe says, how do you reveal this? We all have it. How do you reveal it? She says there's two things. One is by breaking the body. Remember we discussed the body sometimes gets in the way. The thick log, the wood, the fire can't catch onto it. You have to bust it up. Okay. The Shane is, which we learned a little bit last week, is Yigiyas HaNefesh is the work of the soul. Shleitich ben aleo ha'avayda, that it shouldn't be too difficult. Liga b'machshavta, to delve the mind. Lahamik lizbeinim b'gedulas Hashem, to meditate into the greatness of Hashem. Shogdeilu ritzufa, a straight hour. Kishir shazu, because this amount of time, a neshava b'chol nefesh, is not equal by everybody. There are people, I'll say it first. There are many people that can meditate a short while and get turned on to something. They emotionally get turned on. Some people, it takes longer. Some people rarely get turned on, and they really need to work hard to get turned on. So now the Rebbe is saying, this level of meditating into the greatness of Hashem, which is majorly important to stimulate the feelings, because here we're talking about revealing this Moshe Rabbeinu that we have within us to fear God and to feel God, which are all feelings. In order for that to happen, we need to stimulate the mind. And he says, you need to stimulate. So he says like this, it's not equal by everybody, how much meditation you need to do. Yesh nefesh zaka b'tiva, there is a very refined soul, shemiyad shemizbeinenes b'gdulas Hashem, that as soon as they meditate into the greatness of Hashem, yagia ileh hayiro pachar Hashem, they automatically get fear and awe of God immediately. Okay? Like it says, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the first siman of Shulchan Aruch says like this. Remember we were learning halacha. As soon as you open up your eyes in the morning, what are you supposed to think? The king is standing over me, okay, and immediately I'll jump out of bed. Okay? Some people, that's enough to get it going. Some people need a strong coffee to get it going. But some people need it a little bit. Some people need it right away. When the person meditates, that the great king, the king of all kings, whose glory permeates the earth, I made all of, like it says in Shchunach, right, is standing right in front of you when you wake up. And he sees your action. So there are certain people, miyad yagir elavayir, they'll get the fear of God right away. Okay? They'll realize that, they'll be turned on right away. V'yash nefesh shvela, b'tiva, and there's a much lower soul by nature, meaning it's not such a lofty soul, which by the way, whether we have a lofty soul or not, has nothing to do with us or our parents. Talmud Rebbe said in the second parak of Tanya, it's God gives you this soul, and that's it. Can't do anything about it. From the place where the soul was carved out from, from the 10 lower levels of the lowest of the worlds, leitocha limtzi b'machshavto alakus, and he won't be able to wake up this understanding of God, kiyem b'kushi u'b'chazaka, only with great difficulty. Some people get stimulated right away. Some people get stimulated very, very slowly. But by the way, it works the other way also, that Dalton, I'm not talking about it. You find a lot of people get stimulated right away, but they lose it right away. You know, instant come, instant go. And find people that it takes a long time. In fact, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, some people get angry easily, and they calm down easily. Some people, it takes longer for them to get angry, but when they're angry, they got it for a while. So each one has the pros and the cons. But here the Alter Rebbe is speaking not about retaining it, about getting it. The fear of Hashem. Ubefrat, especially, imhutma b'chatas nu'udim, if a person became impure with the sins of the youth, sha'avenis mavdilim, that the avedis separate the Jew. You know, one second, I'm just gonna, 1 second break. Let me just, okay. So he says like this. Especially if a person sinned in the youth. When they sinned in the youth, they become impure. A person is impure, obviously, is distant from Hashem. So obviously they can't get to be turned on to godliness because they're all the way far from it. Nevertheless, mikom okem, nevertheless, b'kushi u'b'chayzik, with difficulty and great strength, she'tishchazik me'ed machshavti, a person can work a lot with their mind, ba'emetz v'yigiyad abba, with a tremendous amount of energy and effort, ba'emet gadol, and great depth, la'hamik b'gedulas Hashem shogadela, to meditate in Hashem an extended period. You know, there are many great sages that had heads like rock, and they worked, and they worked, and they worked, and they became brilliant people. One of the Alter Rebbe's chiddur, Rabbi Yamin Kletzker, was like that. He was not a brilliant man, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked, and he... It's one of the few things, by the way, the more you use it, the better it gets, is a head. So he says even such a person should do it with great strength. So then, bevade tagia elav akoponim, at least, even if he can't attain a lofty level of fear, but he can at least attain the lower level of fear, tata now, that what? And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that keeps you to do mitzvahs. In other words, in order to do mitzvahs, you don't need a super lofty level of fear of God like tzaddikim have. A little fear of God, you know, that he's a king and we fear him, is enough for a Jew to do mitzvahs. But how do you stimulate that? So certain people it comes easy. Certain people it becomes difficult. Again, next page. Like the Gemara says, Yogaiti umatzasi. It's one of the 12 psukim, right? I made an effort. I worked, umatzasi, and I found, tamin, you should believe the person. And the Rebbe says a very interesting thing on this. You know, it says, yogaiti, or yogaita, umatzasa. You make an effort, you will find. The word matzasa is a very funny word. You'll find what? So the Rebbe explained, when the Rebbe was explaining the 12 psukim, and the Rebbe said it many, many times after that. You know, women always say, I got a metziah, I got a bargain. A metziah is a lost article you find in the street. Most normal people don't go around the street looking for lost articles. I mean, there are people that look by the meters for coins, but there's one lady here that runs every day back and forth by the meters. I don't. But there's... A metziah means, by definition, something you don't expect. If you expect it, it's not a metziah. A metziah, I found a bargain I never expected. You know, women, you should know what that is better than me.
Yeah, I do know very well.
Okay. But they get a bargain. So it means something you didn't expect.
Yeah.
The Rebbe says what the Gemara's expression, it's a Gemara, you gaito matzasa, you make an effort. The Rebbe writes, the Gemara says the expression matzasa means you're going to get more than you expected to get based on your effort. In other words, that's what the Rebbe is saying here. You will come to a level, yagaiti umatsasi, meaning you're going to get more than you expected to get through your effort. And that's a bracha that Hashem gives. When Hashem sees that even a person with not such a great neshama, right, and therefore they get turned on right away and stimulated right away, they need to make an effort. But the Alter Rebbe is quoting the Gemara. You guide you matzasi time, in meaning you will get more than the what you anticipated than you were going to get by your effort. Okay, the Ksevan, like the Pasuk says, im tefakshana, if you seek it, kekesev, like silver, och kematmeinim, in the search for as a hidden treasures, then as tavin yiras Hashem, then the Pasuk says you will understand the fear of God. In other words, the Gemara say, the Pasuk, I mean. The Pasuk says, where's this Pasuk? In Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech says, if you seek out fear of God, like you seek out hidden silver, you know, silver is hidden in the ground, you're going to find it like you find silver. Meaning, the Alter Rebbe says what it means. Pirush, kederach shemchapis adam. Just like a person seeks for a treasure, right? Matmer v'eitzer atomim betachti sa'aretz. Just like a person who searches for a treasure buried in the ground. Shechefer achrav yegi atzuma. He digs after it with a great effort. It's a lot of effort to mine gold and silver and all that. He said, that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. You want to get fear of God? You have to make the same effort you get for digging gold and silver. You want to find the gold and silver, which is interesting. Silver, Chassidus explains, is love. Gold is fear. Ava and Yira is Kesef and Zahav. So he says, just like you want to find gold and silver in the ground, you got to dig and you got to work, and it's a lot of sweat and toil, like they say. Kach tzarech lach, but the same thing, you need to dig within the person, by the way. Biyigi atzuma, with a tremendous effort, legales eitzah shal yirah shamayim, to reveal the treasure of God-fearingness, hatzafon umustar babina salev, which is concealed and hidden in the understanding of every single Jew, which is a level of b'chinu madrega shalemayla miyazman, which is above time and place. Meaning like this. The Alter Rebbe says, you want to reveal this Moshe Rabbeinu in us. Every Jew has the Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's buried. It's buried deeply in us. So you have to dig. But what the Alter Rebbe is uniquely saying over here, it's not something that you have to create. It's not a Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to put into yourself. The Moshe Rabbeinu is there. The love of God is there. The fear of Hashem is there. It's all there. But it's buried in a treasure, like all great treasures of the world. Hashem hid. Oh, we have to work to get it. You know why? Because otherwise you don't appreciate it. So the same thing Hashem, the Alter Rebbe is saying, you need to meditate with a lot of effort to get this level to reveal the fear and love that Hashem has, that a Jew has by nature. And he says, "Rak shebegdei." I mean, v'yira tivis. That's the hidden, natural, instinctive love, hamasuteres now, which is hidden within every single Jew. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu within every single Jew. And therefore, the Gemara says, for that level of the Jew, fearing God is easy. Remember, we learned. The Gemara says, "Yeah, for Moshe, it's easy." And he says, "He's not talking to Moshe; he's talking to us." He said, no, because every Jew has a Moshe Rabbeinu within him. And for every Jew, they have the ability, but number one, by breaking up the body a little bit, meaning not giving in to all our temptations and desires, and just do what we need to do. Secondly, to meditate into the greatness of Hashem, based on our own ability, but with a tremendous amount of effort. And he says like this, but in order to bring this into action, right, the fear of God into action, to fear sin. There's a very interesting expression. Yirishet means to fear sin. What do you mean fearing sin? Think about it. What do you mean, fear sin? You don't fear sin, you fear God. What's this expression, fear of sin? Yirishet. So Chassidus explains, and Alter Rebbe is going to explain it here, what does that mean? Just like a person fears death, a person fears dangerous things, they fear sin because sin is spiritual death. What is a sin? It cuts us off from God. So just like physical death cuts us off from life, right? Spiritual death, sin, cuts us off from Hashem. And therefore, Yirishet means not only a person is afraid of Hashem, he fears sin like he fears death, because sin is spiritual death. Liyesur merah, to turn away from evil. V'maisa dibru machshava, in action, speech, and thought. So what he, in order for that to happen, in order to have the fear of sin, the fear of Hashem, to stop us from sinning, tzarech legalei, so you need to reveal it. Mimetzpune binas alev, from the inner core of the heart, which is lemaila miyazman, above time, and bring it down into time and place of your thought, speech, and action. He says it's not coming from an outside source. Fear of Hashem doesn't come from somewhere else. Fear of Hashem is what we need to reveal, this hidden treasure within us, through a lot of work, like all the hidden treasures. And he says, to bring this into the thought of the brain, to meditate into it, to think about it, and to realize it, then it comes out from the potential to the actual, to turn away from evil, and to do only good, in thought, speech, and action. Why? Why are we doing it? Because Hashem, Hatsefa Umabit Umazin, who looks and sees and listens and hearkens, Umavin and understands, Al Komaseu, all the actions that we do. Uvechin Kloyes Velibin, God checks the kidneys and the heart. That's the literal meaning of it. He checks the kidneys and the heart to know what's going on. So he says, what's the whole Aved of the Jew, basically? Alter Rebbe is saying in this chapter, every Jew has this Moshe Rabbeinu within them. It's hidden, it's buried, you need to reveal it. So number one, you need to get rid of the hardcore, thick, shield, okay, the shell, to get rid of that shell. And then to reveal through meditation and through learning and understanding and more and more and more based on the person's effort to get that level. And easy come is not going to, easy comes, easy go. It's not going to work. You know, you want to get it right. It can't be 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm on it. Okay, I'm here. It doesn't work like that. It says every person has to work. Some people have to work less. Some people have to work more. But the people, by the way, that work more get more reward than the person who doesn't need to work more. But, if you understand, the person with the higher level of neshama that works more gets more than the lower person that works more. Because there's still a higher neshama. Every person has to work. In other words, Chassidus explains like this. Every person has to work a lot. Because Hashem demands from the person what every person could do individually. He doesn't demand more than the person could do. So every person, let's say, has to work 24/7. Some people, by working 24/7, are going to accomplish a tremendous amount. Some people working 24/7 will not accomplish a tremendous amount. But for that person, what they accomplish is a tremendous amount, because it's more, like you said before, the mitzvah, it's more than what your avayda itself would accomplish. Because it's above time and place, and you have to bring it into time and place of thought, speech, and action to cause you to do all the mitzvahs that Hashem wants us to do, and not to do the things He doesn't want us to do. That's what it's all about. Ukmaimir Azal, like this, our sages tell us in Pirkei Avos, Histaku b'shleisha devarim, reflect on three things, and you won't come to sin, right? Ayin Raya, there's an eye that sees, Eizen Shemas, and an ear that hears, and everything is written in the book. Which, by the way, if there's any time in history where this is mostly understood, as in our days, you have spy satellites that see everything, there's things that to hear everything, everything is in the books, so to speak. And he says, the gam im ein le dumus aguf l'cheira, the Altareb is asking, how can the Mishnah say, reflect on three things, you won't come to sin? There's an eye that sees. God doesn't have an eye, and He doesn't see, and He doesn't hear, and He doesn't write. I mean, so what does that mean? He says, "V'gam ki ein le dmus aguf." Even though Hashem doesn't have a body, hare adrab, on the contrary. So then He's not limited by a body seeing. He sees everything. Hakol gola v'yadul lefanav. Everything is revealed to Hashem. B'yaseh seiz le'en ketz. Infinitely more. More than the eye sees and the ear hears. Because what we see is limited, and what we hear is limited. But Hashem, that's not even limited. Why does the Torah use the expression eye and ear by Hashem? And he says, it's only it's just to use human terminology that we should understand what it means. Just like a person feels himself. Whatever happens in any of the 248 limbs, like for instance, right? You get burnt or freezing, you feel it all over the body. Even the heat of the toenails, which is the lowest part of the body, if God forbid, if you get burnt, you feel it. So we should understand Hashem feels and everything knows what we're doing. In other words, what is the ultimate goal of all of this? Why do we need to understand about what God is all about? Because when we understand what God is all about, we understand more what we don't know. We understand more of how much more we should be doing because we don't understand anything. We learned many times, there's a simple analogy for this. One compared to infinite is infinite. Correct? A trillion trillion compared to infinite is infinite. Right? So as far as infinite is concerned, there's no difference between one and a trillion trillion. They're both infinite away from infinite. Correct? Simple math. Okay. So is there a difference though between one and a trillion trillion? Yes. Not as far as the relationship with infinite. The difference between one and a trillion trillion is how much they don't understand what infinite is. Meaning, one's perception of infinite. What do we think infinite is? A billion. Right? In our mind, what's a billion. Right? So, one's perception of infinite is nothing. A trillion trillion, who knows what a trillion trillion is? And has and knows that it's still infinite, away from infinite. What infinite is, they don't know. Because it's infinite away. But they have a better understanding of what it's not, that it's not a billion, and it's not a trillion, and it's not anything else. the more we understand about Hashem doesn't make us understand more of Hashem. What it does is, number one, that we have a better understanding of what we don't understand, of Hashem's awesomeness. Okay, the more you learn, the more you see that if this is what I know, and this is so much, and Hashem's still infinite, and the more you learn, the more you see that the less you know. So what does that do? That caused the person to become so, want to be connected to Hashem, that whether it's thought, speech, or action, they'll only do what Hashem wants them to do. That's what Alter Rebbe is saying over here. The more you understand and meditate into the greatness of Hashem, that's going to cause you more and more to turn away from evil, not to be disconnected from that level, and to do more and more to be connected. And what's unique, Chassidus explains, by the way, you do one, I don't mean in the literal way, you do one little lousy mitzvah, right? One little tiny mitzvah. The Jew becomes connected to that essential, infinite level of Hashem in a complete unity. So then, the more a person realizes this, and they'll say like this, okay, I have an option. Lay in bed, or go do a favor to another person. Do a mitzvah, right? Or davening, or whatever the mitzvah, doesn't matter. So the person, laying in bed so comfortable, right? But then they realize, I can connect now to the infinite, infinite essence of Hashem by getting out of bed. So now you weigh the issues. What's more important, laying in bed or connecting to the infinite, infinite? I mean, there's not a question. Of course you're going to jump out of bed with excitement to connect. And the same thing in the negative, not to disconnect. A person wants to eat something they shouldn't eat, or do something they shouldn't do, whatever, doesn't matter. And they realize how great Hashem is, and how by their action they're rebelling against that ultimate, ultimate great level of Hashem. So of course they're not going to want to do it. And not only are you going to do it because you have to do it, you're going to do it because you want to do it. It's a whole different world. Okay?